弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在这个阴天下雨的这个季节哈，我们还可以坚持来到主的殿中哈。
In a rainy season like this, we're glad to join in the household of God.
因为住在加州的人不大习惯于这个下雨的天气哈。
We Californians doesn't get used to rain.
我们住在东岸的时候，每个星期都有雨下的哈。
When I live in the East Coast, pretty much every week has rain.
不过这个因为不习惯，所以大家开车要特别的小心。
So we need to be more careful when we drive.
那上个星期天呢，我们讲了这个约翰一书的最高潮的啊这一段的经文。
Last Sunday we preached about the highlights of the First John.
不但是约翰一书的高潮，而且这一段经文可以说在圣经中讲到有关神的爱，讲的是非常透彻跟深入的。
It is thoroughly and it's a climax, to describe the love of God.
那其中有些内容我已经在那个 LINE 的群里面跟教会的弟兄姐妹啊分享了一些啊那些的啊一些的片段哈。
So some of the key passage I've shared with you guys in the line group.
可能是需要我们去慢慢认真去思想跟回味的。
I think it's worthwhile for us to take time to meditate on those.
今天我们来继续看约翰一书，已经进入了最后一章，第五章。
Today we're going to continue our study on 1 John.
那么是不是还会那么精彩呢？
Will it be still excellent?
我们不晓得，但是神的圣灵引导我们。
May the Holy Spirit guide us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
让我们晓得你是怎样的一位神。
So that we can understand what kind of a God you are.
所以求主你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, will you please open our eyes?
让我们也打开我们的心。
Open our heart.
愿主的灵能够启示我们
May your Holy Spirit reveal yourself to us
使我们清楚我们自己真实的身份
So we clearly know our true identity
也晓得主你所赐给我们的恩典是何等的长阔高深
And to truly understand your grace and mercy toward us
所以将今天下面我们的分享的时间交托在你的恩手之中
We did dedicate this time to your hands
求主你亲自的恩待
Please be with us
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
Pray all this in your son Jesus name
Amen 那好莱坞呢最近是有很多的这种超级英雄片哈
There are many superhero movies in Hollywood
所以啊基本上是说你如果出了一个剧本是不是这个超级英雄片的话你很难拿到钱，很难有人去资助你拍片的。
So for this movie industry, if you have a script, but it doesn't have a superhero, it's very hard for you to get it funded.
因为只有超级英雄片这个票房的价值才好一点。
Because the superhero movies always sell.
所以其他的呢，真是不赚钱还要亏钱的话，这好莱坞的日子也是不好过啊。
If it doesn't make money, then you're not going to end well.
为什么这些超级英雄片这么受欢迎
？Why is superhero movies so popular？
那不但有超人哈
，Superman。
我们现在最近还看到有一个亚洲的超人出来，是不是
？Also, recently there was a superhero figure Asian。
所以有各种各样的这种片子，就是其实满足观众的心里面一种渴望。
To satisfy a deep desire in the audience。
希望说真要有一个超级的英雄。来作为我们的精神支柱
We all desire a superhero
可以让我们摆脱这一切的麻烦
To save us from the difficulties
其实英雄的主题啊在其他的文化中也是非常流行的
And the hero's theme are also popular in other cultures
你看金庸那小说里面那不都是英雄吗是不是
In 金庸's novels they're full of heroes
每一个的话都是除暴安良
They surpass the violence,
杀富济贫哈
and protect the poor,
令人的感到敬佩哈
very admirable.
不但如此啊，那每一个还个个的品格高尚哈
and all of those characters have noble characters.
啊，加上武艺高强的哈
and they're strong in martial arts.
如果再加上仪表堂堂啊
very good looking,
相貌出众
very handsome.
你想。 那就有的故事可以写了哈。
So there are plenty of stories to write about.
所以呢，这就是我们喜欢看的东西嘛，是不是
？That's what we like to read.
这是人在潜在的心里面，就是盼望有这样的英雄。
Subconsciously, we hope there is such a hero.
那我们这个世界好像有一点希望哈。
So that the world has some hope.
那么超级英雄真的存在吗
？But does superhero really exist?
今天我们就来看圣经这段经文有没有告诉我们。谁是超级的英雄
Let's look at the scripture and see who is this superhero.
因为约翰一书的最后这一部分是到了第三部分，是在上帝是爱的这个整个启示之下啊。
So this third and last part is under the revelation of God's love.
所以作者再次回到纯正信仰的问题。
So the author returns to the topic of pure faith.
不过这次他没有谈到敌基督的事情。
But he doesn't talk about the Antichrist.
也没有再谈假教师的问题。
He doesn't talk about false teachers.
他而是深入到基督信仰的精髓。
But he elaborates on the essence of Christian faith.
所以作者的目的就是让基督徒你一定要知道我们信的到底是什么。
So the purpose is to make sure that Christians know what is your true faith.
我们如果信仰坚定的话，哈。
If you're steadfast in your faith.
那么异端邪说来，我们就不会。再受任何的影响
so that you won't be influenced by the heresies.
可以说是给这个基督徒啊打了一针强力的啊这个预防针啊。
So this is a strong vaccine against for us to resist heresy.
好，我们来看约翰一书。如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经，约翰一书第五章一到十二节。
Please turn your Bible to 1 John chapter 5.
我来读。中文 Rachel 来读英文
Passion will read in Chinese or read in English
约翰一书第五章
First John chapter 5
凡信耶稣是基督的都是从神而生而爱生他之神的也必爱从神生的
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him
我们若爱神又遵守他的诫命从此就知道我们爱神的儿女
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments
我们遵守神的诫命这就是爱他了并且他的诫命不是难守的
For this is the love of God that we keep his commandments and his commandments are not burdensome
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗
？Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是又用水又用血。
This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。
And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth.
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一。
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one.
我们既领受人的见证神的见证更该领受了因为神的见证是为他儿子做的
And there are three that bear witness on earth the spirit, the water, and the blood and these three agree as one
信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里不信神的就是将神当作说谎的因不信神为他儿子做的见证
He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And this is a testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
所以这段经文可以分成两个部分哈。
So this paragraph can be divided into two parts.
那第一节到第五节是重申了基督教信仰的一些重要的组成因素啊。
Verse 1 to 5 reaffirmed the important components of Christian faith.
尤其是强调说我们胜过了世界。
Emphasizing that we overcome the world.
6到12节则是解释神为基督所做的见证。
Verse 6 to 12 explain God's testimony of Christ.
所以核心的经文在第十二节。
The key verse is in verse 12.
这是我们门徒训练要背诵的经文哈。
That's one of the verse we memorize.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who has the Son has life. Who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
我们先来看第一部分哈。
Let's look at the first part.
所以我们知道。约翰在上一段的经文描述了神的爱哈。
We know that John discussed God's love.
写完了那篇，我想他按捺不住内心的激动哈。
I think by the end of that paragraph, previously, he cannot hold his excitement.
所以在这一段里面，他五次又提到了爱。
So he mentioned love 5 times.
都是在前面的三节，一节、二节、三节。
In the first 3 verses.
讲到爱神或者是爱神的儿女。
Love God or love the children of God.
那除此之外他还提到了信心，提到了两次。
He also mentioned faith twice.
第一节第四节。
In verse 1 and 4.
那么遵守诫命也提到两次。
Keeping the commandments twice.
那么在第二节第三节。
Verse 2 and 3.
从神而生提到了三次。
Being born of God mentioned twice.
那么胜过世界提到三次。
Overcome the world mentioned 3 times.
在第四节跟第五节。
In verse 4 and 5.
你绝对不会错过，你知道他要讲的重点在哪里？重点就是胜过世界。
So you'll never miss the point, which is overcome the world.
其实所有的这些要点呢，约翰在第二章都已经讲过了。
All these important parts have been touched in chapter 2.
那么胜过世界在第四章也提到了。
Overcoming the world is mentioned in chapter 4.
这里他再一次的讲，可不是简单的重复。
Here is not simply repetition.
他是让我们清楚所有的这些东西，它是有机性的结合在一起的。
But to remind us, all of these come together in organic structure.
所以如果你有这个周报的话，请你打开周报哈。
If you have the bulletin, please open it.
周报在这个信息这边呢有一个图哈。
There is a chart.
这个图呢就把所有这些因素都列上了。
Summarize all of these components.
那么爱神就会遵守神的诫命。
If you love God, you will keep his commandment.
爱神就会爱神的儿女。
Then you will love the children of God.
所以我把这些放在一起，他们都是等同的。
So they are equal.
啊，都是说是同样一回事。
Same thing.
只是在不同的侧面要表现出来。
And in demonstrated in different aspects.
我们知道，那么最重要的就是胜过世界。
And the key component is overcome the world.
那中间这条线空了三个格哈。
In the middle there is 3 blanks.
那么这个经文开始就是讲到什么？是以信心开始的，因为凡信耶稣基督的是这么讲。
The passage starts with believe in Christ.
那么最后讲到第五节和第四节的时候，都是结束的时候，这一段是讲到什么？也是讲的信心，对不对？
And the verse 4 and 5 also ends with faith.
所以呢，你就会填一下这第一个的空格和最后一个线的空格，这是什么？是信心。
And so that you know the first and the last blank is for faith.
那我们知道中间这个是什么？围绕的核心是什么？
What is the middle one?
核心是从神而生
，being born of God。
所以信心呢，就好比是一条线一样哈。
So faith is like a string。
那么他就把所有的这些个各个不同的方面，像珍珠一样，把这些珍珠都串联在一起。
That connects the pearl。
而核心是什么？是从神而生的。
And the core is being born of God。
所以这里呢。约翰为我们勾画出一个什么？一个非常美妙的一个图画。
So John, the author paints a very beautiful picture here.
因为我们是从神而生的，我们有了信心，我们可以胜过世界。
Because we're born of God, we have the faith so that we can overcome the world.
但是回到现实的世界，确实充满了很多的无奈哈。
But when we are back to the reality, it was full of helplessness.
因为我们生活在一个充满敌意的世界。
Because we live in such a hostile world.
人是无法预测未来的。
We cannot predict the future.
我们很多时候也没有办法控制所发生在我们周围的一些事情。
We cannot control what happens around us.
这个时候难免我们就期望说有超级英雄的出现哈。
So we sometimes hope there will be superheroes.
如果这就也是为什么这个世界的这种各种拜拜的这种香火啊都是绵延不断哈。
That's probably also why this world never lacks idols.
你知道在日本呢有很多的这种寺庙哈。
You know, there are many temples in Japan.
江南应该知道哈。日本呢很多的寺庙是家族经营的。
A lot of temples are run by families.
他们这一家就盖一个寺庙拜个什么神就可以了。
They will build a temple and then worship certain gods.
然后呢这个主持呢就学一点这个佛教或什么的东西，然后就可以在这儿开个寺庙拜，然后就有这个香火钱嘛。
So that they learn some Buddhism principles so that they can run it like a business.
哎，你可不知道，那生意可好嘞。
And it's a very good business.
只要你随便整一个庙，就是有人来拜的哈。
A random temple, it will attract people.
所以那个和尚他在里面啊，他们有很好的收入哈。
So the monks in the temple actually have a very good income.
不过这个也有烦恼的时候。
There are also troubles.
这个钱太多了，他钱很多，但是他也没法花呀，是不是？
They have a lot of money, but they don't have a place to spend.
因为这个他也不能置房子置地，也不能干什么好多东西哈。
There are a lot of things they can't buy a property.
他也没法享受，怎么去享受这个钱？哎呀，也是非常苦恼的一个问题。
So their difficult is how to spend and enjoy the money they make.
所以你就看到说，世上的人都有这种渴望跟需求。
So you see the desire from the world of worship something.
但是谁是真正的超级英雄啊
？But who is the real superhero?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
胜过世界的是谁？
Who overcomes the world?
第五节，不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
It's those people who believe the Son of God.
所以真正的超级英雄其实就是你跟我。
So we are the superheroes.
我们很多的时候没有认识到我们有这样的身份跟这样的能力哈。
Oftentimes we don't recognize that we have the superpower.
所以呢，我们就常常处于一种无助的状态哈。
That's why we feel helpless.
但是呢，如果我们真正的认识到自己的非凡
，But if you recognize your superpower，
那个就是个非凡人生的一个开始。
That's the beginning of being extraordinary。
好，今天呢，我们就再一次的我们来思想，接下来我们继续思想，我们怎么样去认识这个非凡啊？
Let's continue to see how can we recognize our extraordinariness.
所以第二部分的标题呢，我们应该说是改成是理解胜过世界哈。
So the second part is how to understand overcoming the world.
所以如何知道约翰所说的是真实的呢？
How do you know what John said is true?
那么从第六节到第十二节，作者了给出了见证。
Verse 6 to 12, the author gives testimonies.
所以见证呢，一共在这段经文中出现了八次之多啊。
The word witness appeared 8 times.
无疑成了这段经文的主题哈。
That becomes the theme.
那约翰大概在这里讲了几个见证？
How many witnesses John discussed
here? 大家看看这段经文从第六节开始啊。
Count from verse 6.
几个？
How many witnesses?
有四个，对不对？有四个见证。
Four.
那至少有四个见证讲到哈。 这都是为耶稣所做的见证哈。
And all the these are testimonies for Jesus.
而且每一个见证呢，都是来自神的见证哈。
And they all come from God.
那么按照犹太人的律法呀、啊，说这个你要到犹太人的这个法庭上去，那么至少需要两个见证人。
So according to the Jewish law, if you present at a court, you at least need two witnesses.
那这里提出了四个见证。
Here presented four.
那么三个见证是说是在耶稣基督有关的。
Three of them is about Jesus.
这跟基督的工作有关系。
About Jesus' ministry.
其中一个就是说是放在我们心里面的永生。
One of them is the eternal life.
这里的血呢，第这个见证就是代表耶稣基督的十字架。
And blood represents his cross.
那么基督以他的死作为人类的赎价。
Jesus died on the cross to redeem us.
所以这个见证是无可分辨的。
So it's there's no doubt.
那第二个见证是水。
The second is the water.
这个水是指的耶稣的浸礼。
Refers to the baptism of Jesus.
我们在福音书里知道，当耶稣受浸的时候发生什么事情
？What happened in the gospel when Jesus gets
圣灵仿佛鸽子一样怎么样降到他的身上
？The Holy Spirit dwell on Jesus like a dove.
而且当时天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
所以这是耶稣的在地上事工的一个开始。
So this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry on earth.
所以这就为什么说，这里面讲到这三样都归于一哈。
So that's why it says all three of them agree as one.
因为三个见证指向同样一个事实。
Three testimonies point to the same fact.
这个事实就是第五节所说的，耶稣是神的儿子。
That Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
所以第四个见证的话也是来自于神哈。
The fourth testimony also comes from God.
就是神所赐的永生。
Which is eternal life.
这个见证啊有三个特点。
Three characteristics.
我们看第十一节哈。
Verse 11.
第十一节说这见证就是神赐给我们永生。
This testimony is the eternal life given by God.
这永生也是在他儿子里面。
This eternal life is in Jesus.
所以说这第一个特点就是永生不是靠我们努力赚来的。
So eternal life is not earned by hard work.
是神给我们的恩赐。
But a gift from God.
第二点就是永生只有在耶稣基督里面才有。
Second, eternal life is found only in Jesus.
所以第十二节讲到人有了神的儿子就有生。就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Verse 12, those who have the Son of God has eternal life.
所以讲的是非常清楚了。
Clearly.
那么第三个特点是什么
？Thirdly,
这个永生啊，不是个将来要发生的事情。
Eternal life is not in the future.
所以永生呢，很多人以为就是永生嘛，我就永远活着哈。
You might understand see eternal life as live forever.
嗯。不是这样的。如果我们现在这个身体要永远活着的话，那是挺悲惨的哈。
Actually, that's not true. If you live forever with the body you have right now,
所以永生是现在我们已经有了永生。
Eternal life, is a present tense.
我们这个身体会过去，但是我们的灵魂还会存在的。
This body will pass, but our soul will live.
所以永生是在我们过去，就你得救的时候那个时刻你就发生的事情。
So eternal life begins when you were born again.
而且一直持续到现在。
And it keeps moving, it keeps going.
所以然后延伸到什么？延伸到将来。
And until extends to the future.
所以现在我们已经有了永生了。
So we already have this eternal life.
这就是为什么说约翰说你是可以胜过世界的。
This is why John said you can overcome the world.
那什么是胜过世界呢
？What is overcoming the world?
所以胜过世界不是一种被动应付的局面哈。
It's not a passive defense.
你知道电视里面有一个show，那个show的话啊，据说挺受欢迎，叫 Survivor 哈。
There is a famous TV show called Survivors.
一帮人给你放到一个岛上，什么你。一个丛林里面，你看你怎么样能够活下来
？So group people have to survive in the jungle.
很多时候我们感觉我们生活在世界，好像我们就那个像那个 survivor 一样哈。
A lot of times living in this world is like that survivor.
所以胜过世界不是说我们要在这世界上 能够存活下来而已哈。
So overcoming the world is not just to survive.
胜过世界也不是说让我们主动的出击哈，我们要成为时代的弄潮儿哈。
It's also it doesn't mean to take actively take measures.
不是说我们在世界上可以叱咤风云哈。
Doesn't mean that you will have a say in the world.
或者我们跟世界去作战，我们怎么样去对抗世界啊
？Or to fight against the world.
所以圣经里讲胜过世界什么意思啊
？In the Bible, overcoming the world means
我们不再受世界的影响。
We will no longer be influenced by the world.
世界不能再左右我们。
It no longer has any control.
当我们没有信耶稣的时候，我们就生活在这个世界里。
When we don't know Jesus, we live in this world.
世界让我们怎么样就怎么样。
And we follow the world.
那么世界追求什么，我们也追求什么。
Whatever the world asks us to pursue, we pursue after.
所以当我们信了耶稣，我们突然认识到啊，不一样，我们有一个新的能力的时候哈。
So knowing Jesus, and we recognize we have this new ability.
怎么样？我们认识到我们真是可以胜过世界、啊、
So that we recognize we can overcome the world.
所以这个是我们要时时刻刻能够提醒自己的。
This is something that we have to remind ourselves constantly.
那1998年美国拍了一个很有名的一个片子哈。
1998, there was a very famous animation.
这个动片就叫小蚁雄兵哈 The Ants 哈
Ants
就是讲蚂蚁的故事哈
A story about ants
这个蚂蚁呢跟这个蚱蜢哈 A grasshopper 蚂蚱
Ants and grasshoppers
那么他这个 Ants 是打不过他们的嘛哈
Ants cannot fightlike over
那个蚱蜢就告诉他你应该干什么就来统治他们哈。
So they're ruled over by the grasshoppers.
突然有一天有一个蚂蚁觉醒了哈。
But one day, one ant
大家醒了没有哈
awakened.
你醒了之后说哦哎不对呀我们这么多蚂蚁我们联合起来他就不可以再统治我们了。
It says we outnumber them. How come we are controlled by them?
于是这些蚂蚁团结起来就造反了哈。
So they stick together to revive.
因为他们数量更大嘛，结果就把这蚱蜢都赶走了哈。
So that they went over the grasshoppers.
实际上，弟兄姐妹，我们需要觉醒哈。
So we need to be awakened.
那么没有做基督徒之前，我们是没有醒的，我们不知道就。这世界告诉我们怎么样，我们就怎么样跟着里面转啊。
So before we become Christians, we're not awake. So whatever the world told us, we do.
但是很多时候，我们信了耶稣之后，我们还是没有醒过来哈，
But、
还是跟着这个世界在那里转来转去。
Sometimes after you become Christian, you're still following the world.
因为我们没不知道我们自己就是超级英雄哈。
Because we don't recognize that we have this.
我们可以胜过世界的。
That we can overcome the world.
好。那我们就看看我们怎么样做一个这个得胜者啊。
So let's see how can we become an overcomer.
我们知道这经文告诉我们，基督都可以胜过世界，是因为我们怎么样？我们是从神而生的。
Scripture says we can overcome the world because we are begotten of God.
而胜过世界靠的是什么呢？靠的是我们的信心。
And it is the faith that helps us to overcome the world.
因此没有在基督里的信心我们就不能胜过世界。
So without the faith in Christ, we cannot overcome the world.
那么我们刚才画这个图我们知道这个核心是什么是从神而生的对不对
So, you see the chart, the core here is being born of God.
所以我们必须要知道我们的信心是从哪里来的。
You have to know where your faith comes from.
所以我们来看第一节哈。
Let's see verse 1.
第一节首先就讲到凡信耶稣基督，这有一个信心。
It says whoever believes in God.
然后后面讲到是都是从神而生的。
They're all born of God.
那我就问大家有一个问题。
Here's a question.
你是先有信心呢，你还是先从神而生的
？Are you born again first, or do you have faith first?
就像那个问题，你是先有鸡呢，还是先有蛋
？Is it egg and chicken?
所以你得搞清楚哦。 这很重要啊，你不知哪个签出来的哈。所以我问大家问题就是，你觉得是签有信心呢，还是签从神生的，还是签有从神生的然后再有信心呢？
So which come first? Faith or born again?
这就是大家的误解。
That's the misunderstanding.
你是先从神而生的。
You were born again first.
Yeah. 所以这个信呢，你发现在这里面它是用的一个现在时态啊。
The faith here is the present tense.
现在时态的意思就是什么呢？这个东西是什么？持续不断的一直在进行的一个东西。
That means it's a continuous action.
从神而生的是什么？
Born again.
过去所发生的一个事情，对不对？
Past tense.
你会不会 昨天生完了今天还生？
Are you born
不会了，你只生一次嘛，对不对？
And today as well.
所以你是过去生的，这里用的是个完成时态、啊、
So it's a perfect tense.
完成时态的意思是在过去发生的一个事情，然后这个事情呢对现在一直有影响，一直持续到现在。
That means something happened in the past but it has a continuous impact to the present.
所以你要先从神而生，你才会有这个信心，这个信心就一直持续不断怎么样在你的生命里面。
So you were born again first so that you have this faith that impacts your life continuously.
所以为什么在这个周报上的图表里这个怎么样从神而生什么在中间的哈、
That's why in this chart on your bulletin being born of God is in the center.
信心是在头跟尾，然后环绕于所有我们的生命当中，所有的各个方面。
From the beginning to the end, that circle around born again.
因此呢，我们胜过世界的前提是必须要从神而生。
Therefore, the prerequisite for overcoming the world is to be born of God.
那同时我们也知道，我们已经生了，已经有信心了，这我们怎么样运用我们的信心？
And we know how do we use our faith to overcome the world.
但是我们的问题很多时候我们忘记了，忘记了我们的身份哈。
Our problem is that we often forget our identity.
所以也忘记了神给我们宝贝哈。
We forget about the treasure.
所以你怎么能胜过世界呢哈。
So how could you overcome the world?
你知道中国神话有很多的神话人物，对不对？
There are in the Chinese mythology, there are a lot of great figures.
每个神话的每个那些神仙出来手里都有宝贝的哈。
And all of them have some,
你要把宝贝忘在家里了，那你就打不赢了，对不对？
They have a treasure as a secret weapon.
比如说那个鹅闸我们知道吗、啊、鹅闸有什么？
What's
乾坤圈嘛，对不对？
Secret weapon of 哪吒。
还有个枪，对不对？还有一个什么 红绸子，对不对？
He said has a spear and a red ribbon and a circle.
我本来要多举几个例子，不过我照顾他，我就举这个就好了，就到这儿了，其他不要再说了。
I had more examples.
但是我想今天就说到这里吧，太多了哈。就是你有得有宝贝啊，你没有宝贝，你能打胜仗啊，对不对
？You got to have some treasure as your secret weapons, otherwise you cannot overcome the world.
所以神有没有给我们宝贝啊
？What is the secret weapon, the treasure God entrusted?
不能忘在家里，你不带着就不行啊。
You have to carry it with you.
啊，你不会用也不成哈。
You have to know how to use it.
我上次讲到就告诉大家一个宝贝。
Last sermon, I told you a secret weapon.
那么大家还记得不记得我上次告诉那宝贝是什么
？What is the treasure?
对，默想神的爱。
To meditate on God's love.
所以我就说，你如果每周拿出一个小时的时间去默想神的爱，哈。
If you take 1 hour to meditate on God's love every week,
这个星期的生活都不一样的哈。
The whole week will be different.
所以我上次是讲嘛，这个是一个宝贝啊，哈。
This is a treasure.
今天我再给大家告诉你一个宝贝。
Today I'm going to give you a second treasure.
你记住这两个宝贝，你就厉害的不得了。
You have this, you can overcome. You're going to have a sweep.
像宝剑，你这手有个宝剑，这手有一个宝剑。
Have a sword on in both hands.
谁能打得过你
？Nobody can fight.
就跟那双枪老太婆一样哈，两个手可以开枪，对不对
？Two guns.
所以那就不一样的了哈。所以大家注意听啊，我完了，说不定就下次我来讲到，我就又问大家了。 那俩宝贝在哪里啊？你不知道就麻烦了。
So remember those two treasures.
这第二个宝贝。
The second treasure.
第二个宝贝，这个叫耶稣的祷文哈。
It's Jesus' prayer.
大家知道那个耶稣进耶利哥城之前碰到个瞎子，对不对？那个瞎子跟耶稣怎么喊来着？
There was a blind man when Jesus
大卫的子孙呐、啊，可怜可怜我吧，对不对
？Enter Jericho，
就是耶稣最后医治他嘛，哈。
So Jesus healed him。
其实就是这个，我们就是这样讲，说是这个祷文，就是说耶稣基督啊，上帝的儿子，怎么样？可怜我这个罪人吧。
So it's the prayer of the blind. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me.
所以什么时候来说这个呢？就是你危险的时候就说嘛。
Whenever you're in danger, say this prayer.
那么遗憾的就是呢，很多的时候啊，我们不知道我们处在危险当中。
Unfortunately, a lot of times we're not even aware that we're in danger.
很多时候我们即使在危险当中的时候，我们也忘了去呼喊了。
Or even we know we forget to call upon Jesus.
因为我们叫主耶稣名字的时候，都在用在其他的一些场合上。
Because whenever we call the name of Jesus, it's in other circumstances.
所以我们真正需要主的时候，我们没有喊他。
The moment there are critical, we really need Jesus, we don't call him.
我们也没有求他。
We didn't pray.
所以耶稣说，你们从来没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求怎么样，就必得着。
Jesus said, whatever you ask,In my name, you'll be given.
你们得不到是因为什么？你们不求，对。
You're not given because you didn't ask.
你们求也得不到，因为你们什么？求错了东西了。
And if you ask, but you still didn't get it, you're not asking the right thing.
那什么时候是危急的时候呢？
What are the critical moments?
这就是我们要胜过世界的时刻。
Those are the moments that you need to overcome the world.
我说过，胜过世界是什么？世界不再影响左右我们，对不对
？So the world doesn't influence us.
但是啊，这世界呀、啊，每天都在影响左右我们。
It does.
我们呢，自己不知道。
That we don't know.
所以我们被世界抛来抛去，自己还不晓得怎么回事。
So that we're just thrown around by the world.
你有没有情绪低落的时候啊？
Have you ever a very emotionally very down?
灰心丧气
，depression，
沮丧
，frustration，
抱怨
，complain，
记恨
，hatred，
牢骚
complaint，
痛苦
sorrow，
所有这些负面的东西，有谁说我这一个星期一点这样的想法都没有？你举手。
Say I don't have any of those for a week。
肯定有，这些东西没有一个是从神来的。
None of those come from God。
从哪里来的？世界在影响。
But from the world。
我们在其中卷来卷去都不晓得。我们自己在里面
we get involved without knowing it.
我们从来遇到这种情况也不会向神主啊你救我不救我们觉得就是这样我就要这样就在里面转来转去、啊、
And we are dragged into this.
所以我们应该拒绝让这些东西来掌控我们的人生、
啊、So we need to refuse being controlled by those.
世界去左右我们啊首先就从这个思绪开始
So the world influences us from our thoughts.
所以啊我们首先要给自己安一个安全的阀门、啊、
So we need to have a safety valve.
那我们大概知道说哦这个东西一来我就知道哎呦它又来了。
So that when it comes, you know, oh, I'm in danger.
然后你又跟他说对不起我没让你进来你们就进来请你出去。
Then you say to them, I do not allow you to come in, go.
问题是你允许让这些东西啊就侵占你的思绪。
But if you permit, it will invade.
允许它来掌管我们。
You allow it to control you.
所以就不一样的了。
So that's the difference.
基督徒有没有祷告？我们有很多祷告。
We have many prayers.
很多时候我们把祷告啊放在不同的地方哈。
And for different things.
你知道台湾啊有一个叫曾仕强的哈。
There is a man in Taiwan called 曾仕强。
据说他研究易经研究的很好。
He has research on 易经。
那他呢曾经做过见证的哈。
He once has a testimony.
他说他拜什么呢拜观音菩萨。
He worshiped the 观音 Buddha.
他说你菩萨你平常不要太多打扰他哈他会烦的哈。
Said, don't bother, 观音。
但是你要时不时的给他联系一下哈要 给他上点供什么之类的。
But you have to stay in touch.
保持个好的关系哈。
Pay your tribute.
关键时刻你喊他都会救你。
So in critical moments you call.
所以他说有一次他去机场，结果堵车，他坏了，要误飞机了。
He's catching his flight, but it's it caught in a traffic jam.
于是他大声喊观音菩萨。
So he cried out to the 观音。
结果观音菩萨就答应他了。
And the 观音 said yes.
结果他前面堵的那车一下全部人都不见了。
So the traffic jam cleared.
他马上二十分钟就到了机场，没耽误飞机。
So he made it in 20 minutes.
啊，他这经上真的假的，我也不知道哈。
I'm not sure if that's a true testimony.
就算是真的吧，哈。
Even if it's true.
那么我们是不是该这样哈？我就这洛杉矶，我常常堵车的哈。
Are we in the same scenario?
很多人喊耶稣，让他我过去不就得了吗？别人就堵着，我就提前我就到家了。
Let's just call upon Jesus. Whoever gets caught in the traffic, but not me.
很多时我们的祷告就跟这个曾仕强的祷告一样哈。
Our prayers very often just like
神是帮我来解决问题的啦。
God is being used to solve my problem.
这就为什么很多时候我们这样的祷告多了，你就越来越觉得是 frustrated。
That's why the more we pray, sometimes you feel more frustrated.
不是这样，神给我们祷告，首先是让我们胜过这个世界，对不对？
The first purpose of prayer is for us to overcome the world.
我想在很多危急的时候，神肯定也会啊有神迹奇事来拯救我们。
I think in critical moments, God will reach out.
但是不要忘记了，我们怎么样？关键时刻什么？向耶稣求。
But remember to cry out to Jesus.
就想主耶稣基督啊，上帝的儿子，怜悯我这罪人吧。
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
所以当这一通签，我们就反复的讲，反复的讲，反复的讲，直到你这个怎么样，这个思绪把它中断了为止。
Repetitively until that thoughts from the world get out.
我想。这个啊，不单是我给你们讲个理论，讲个方法而已哦。
This is not only just a methodology.
这是我自己亲身见证哈。
This is my personal testimony as well.
大家跟我接触多了，知道我大概是个比较开朗的人，对不对？
You know my personality is very extrovert.
我小时候也不一定完全是哈。
I don't think I'm an extrovert when I was a child.
小的时候我们家里。父母啊，姐姐带我出去的时候，哈。
When I was a kid, my sister or my parents took me out.
他们每次出去，我会都不高兴。
Whenever they go out, I'm unhappy.
为什么呢？如果是走路多了，我也不高兴。
I will be upset if they walk too much.
我肚子饿了，我也不高兴。
If I'm hungry, I will be upset.
我觉得我有权利不高兴。
I have the right to be upset.
然后我要告诉他们我不高兴。
And I'll tell them.
所以非常喜欢不高兴的哈。
So I get upset very easy.
所以信了主之后，我想我是改变了很多了哈。
I think after becoming Christian, I changed a lot.
还是常常不高兴哈。
But still,
有一次我女儿啊，她就问我哈。
One time my daughter asked me.
所以这个大女儿说 ，Daddy, you are not happy.
She said, 爸爸你不开心。
You were not happy yesterday.
你昨天就不开心。
It's like.You know the soap opera.
就像一个连续剧一样。
那么 you have the first episode and the second episode.
So 昨天是第一集，今天你要演第二集。
Second episode. 那我说那说不定还有第三天呢哈。
And I said maybe I have episode three.
所以其实提醒我自己，哦，我原来会这样。我为一件事不高兴，我可以连续几天。这样子哈。
So that's a reminder for me that if I get upset about something, it could last for days.
怎么样让这些东西不来掌管我们？
How can we get out of the control of those influences?
后来我就学到这个耶稣的这个祈祷哈。
And then I practiced the Jesus prayer.
所以当有我一感觉到哦，这个东西又来了。
Whenever I sense, oh, here it comes again.
不停地祷，就这一句话，你就重复。
Just say this prayer.
所以弟兄姐妹，我给你几件宝物。
So how many treasures did I give you?
两件哈。第一件什么？默想神的爱。
Meditate on God's love.
今天讲到什么？耶稣的祈祷。
Jesus prayer.
Yeah. 所以这两个可以帮助我们。 这个非常实际的，可以用，你随时都可以用的东西哈。
You can use them anytime, anywhere.
所以，这是我们胜过世界的根本。
This is the weapon that we can overcome the world.
我相信我们抓住了神的爱和基督的救赎这两件宝器哈。
If we can grasp the two treasures of God's love and His redemption,
我们必然是怎么样？是所向披靡，百战百胜。
That you will have triumph over every battle.
Yeah, 让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们再一次来到你的诗人宝座面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们感谢你为我们预备这美好的一切。
We thank you for your providence of so many good things.
你赐给我们一切的恩典，让我们可以胜过这世界。
You give us the mercy, so that we can overcome the world.
我们恳求主，你继续的带领。
And we ask you to continually, lead us.
赐给我们勇气。
Give us the courage.
坚固我们的信心。
And, strengthen our faith.
让我们每天都可以过得胜的生活。
So that each day we can live a triumphant life.
在耶稣基督里，成为一个真正的。
In Christ Jesus, we become the overcomer.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.